The contract to complete the controversial Temelín nuclear power station in South Bohemia will be one of the biggest the Czech Republic has ever seen, with companies from France, Russia and the US in the running for the lucrative tender. Temelín is run by the state-owned power giant ČEZ, and in order to increase its influence over who wins the deal, the Czech government has just appointed its own special commissioner to oversee the whole process. Chris Johnstone reports.
State-controlled electricity giant ČEZ has organised a tender to build two new nuclear reactors at its existing Temelín plant, with the option for another three units. One of these could be in the Czech Republic at its other nuclear site at Dukovany, and another as part of its joint venture with the Slovak government, and a third option is being held in reserve. While ČEZ is primarily interested in getting the most terawatts for its money at Temelín, the Czech government sees the deal as of vital strategic importance. For that reason, it nominated Václav Bartuška, its former High Representative for Energy Security, as its representative for dealing with the Temelín contract. Mr. Bartuška explained what he expects his role is going to be.
It's, I would say, an information role for the government, so that the government can have full and complete information about the tender, about the whole procedure of choosing the supplier for Temelín 3 and 4, the two new reactors, and also, I would say, interface with the companies who are involved in the tender and the governments behind them.
Clearly, there are big bucks involved in this tender. Some estimates have put the cost of the two Temelín reactors at around 500 billion crowns, around $25 billion. But a more realistic figure would be around 300 billion crowns. But it is a lot more than that. Mr. Bartuška again.
Well, I think that any nuclear tender in the world is a deeply strategic decision. Whether it's in Abu Dhabi or in Finland or Czech Republic, you're choosing a friend, a collaborator, a supplier for next basically 100 years. I mean, 15, 20 years for construction, 60, maybe 80 years of operating the reactor, plus you need 20 more years for decommissioning. So clearly it's a long-term decision, which will have an impact not on just this generation of Czechs, but on the future ones as well.
The Czech Republic is currently one of the few European countries, along with France, with a broad and recent nuclear power know-how. The new government appointee says that he sees a big part of his role in safeguarding that know-how and, if possible, expanding it to areas where the Czech Republic has more limited competence. For that reason, he will be closely following the rival bids of Francis Areva, US-based Westinghouse, and the Czech-Russian consortium of Škoda JS and Atomstroj Export. ČEZ is supposed to decide on the winning bidder by the spring of 2012. But ahead of that crucial call, this will be a burning issue with a lot of pressure from Washington, Moscow and Paris to sway the contract their way, and Mr. Bartuška and the Czech government trying to get as much as possible in return.
Thanks, Chris. We will, of course, be keeping you informed about who wins that gigantic contract.